It's not easy to come out and talk in the way that you're talking today because you're in the middle of bereavement. You can't bereave fully because you haven't got your loved one's remains back yet. But
yeah.
Is this helping you in any way? That the fact that, yeah, well, at least we have something positive that we can do now.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we spent the last 3 weeks reminiscing and talking about Ciarán and talking about the good times and crying and, you know, going through every emotion known to mankind. And I guess after Sunday we thought we had no hope left, but we've grasped a little bit of that back now. And if this is something that we as Ciarán's family can do to try to get him home, then that's what we're going to do.
And obviously when you mentioned Donegal, that made us obviously take a look at speaking to you today, because
yes,
we felt well at least maybe if you wanted to use this opportunity to speak to anybody who might be listening to this program or on Aaron Moore or around Donegal, what's your message to them all?
I guess I'm appealing to those fishing boats and those trawlers out there who know the sea so well and who are capable of going out and helping with this search process. We're aware that debris was found up along the Donegal coast. And from talking to people who know a hell of a lot more about these things than I do, in terms of the currents and the tides, it is possible that more debris and possibly Ciarán or Paul could be found somewhere up along there. And we're hoping and praying that if those people who know the sea and who are capable can get out and look for us, we would just be so eternally grateful. If they were to show up after this effort, it would just... there are no words. I don't know how to express myself in this situation. I really don't. It would just be absolutely amazing to be able to bring Ciarán home and lay him to rest for my family. Would just be the best thing. It really would.
And the response so far from Donegal and from people and the fishing industry, what has it been like? I mean, you've mentioned everybody's been so good and so professional.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm not directly involved with being in contact with the fishing boats and the trawlers. The RNLI are coordinating this because obviously safety is of paramount during this process. And we don't want anyone going out and putting themselves in harm. It has to be done in a coordinated and structured way. I've spoken to a number of people in the fishing community, and they're so willing and keen to help us. It's amazing. It's truly amazing.
You mentioned the last 3 weeks and your feelings and the ups and the downs and feeling every kind of emotion. In a sense, it's been like a wake, I presume, but without your brother there.
It has, in a sense it has, I suppose. But I think the thing to note is that we can't move on with our grieving process until we get him home. I think, you know, many people in Ireland will understand how important it is to have a proper wake for a loved one and to have a grave for them and to be able to go and visit that grave site and be with them and pray for them and talk with them. It's just something that's in our psyche. It's something that's built into us for generations. And particularly for my parents, this needs to come full circle, really, so that we can move on and grieve for Ciarán properly, you know.
Ola, whenever I woke up and saw the news that this helicopter was missing, I mean, it was such a shock, you know, to everybody, because you just don't expect it apart from anything else.
Yeah.
And then your immediate thoughts go to the family who are seeing these reports, presumably like we're seeing them.
Yes.
And not that you're sitting necessarily in front of a television, but we're getting it on the TV and the Sky and everywhere else, and they're showing the helicopter and they're showing the water. In those early hours, you were getting the news. I mean, how were you dealing with all of that? I mean, were you following? Were you trying to get every bit of news, or are you down at the water at this point? What are you doing as a family?
I mean, as a family, we were together. We were together and trying to support one another. And in addition to that, we had Ciarán's work family with us also, who were trying to support us through this. And they have been amazing. They're outstanding people. They really are. We stayed away from the news. That's a funny thing to say, but we were so cocooned and kept inside a bubble for the last 3 weeks, really, because when something like this happens, it's your family and loved ones that are important, and getting them through this and supporting one another. Because I suppose when you're in a positive place, someone else is in a negative spot, and you need to offer them some kind of consolation and some kind of support. And that's really what we've been doing over the past 3 weeks, is going back and forth between one another to try and support each other and try to get through this difficult time, you know.
And there was the initial report, of course, of Dara being found, and the fact that there was a pulse, or that she was still alive. That must have given you some hope initially.
Of course. You know, we were hopeful for the first little while that all four were going to be found alive. I mean, that's always a natural instinct, that you're hopeful. But I suppose we're in the situation now where we know that's not the case. And we just need to bring things full circle again, you know.
Well, if there are people, and I'm sure there are, listening who can help, I'm sure they will be. There's a hashtag, isn't there, Bring Them Home?
Yeah, I think so. As far as I'm aware, there is, yes, which is fantastic. I mean, to know that the country is behind us in all of this is really, it's phenomenal.
Well, again, our sympathy to you, deepest sympathy, and thanks for joining us, Orla.
No problem. Thank you very much.
That's the sister of Winchman, Kieran.